Jesus, Jesus, what an awesome love. Jesus, Jesus, words are not enough to thank you for the price you paid, the death you died, the justice righteousness demands you satisfied. My pardon bought, I've been redeemed, you said. To thank you, Lord, for all eternity. And now I want to thank you, Lord, for all eternity.
You're listening to South Florida's Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
This is God's plan for redemption, and it's good news.
All things are possible, this is His word. Receive it, it's written for you. Believe in His promises, God can. For what He has said, He will do. Nothing is impossible when you put your trust in God. Nothing is impossible.
Welcome to Living the Abundant Life program. This is your host, Rachel McLean. Please join us at 201 Southwest Flagler Avenue, Stuart at 9:30 a.m. each Sunday morning. Call 772-220-0602 for more information about men's prayer, ladies' prayer, and midweek Bible studies. Watch our live stream at AbundantLifeStuart.com on Sunday mornings at 9:30 a.m. Our mailing address is Abundant Life Ministries, P.O. Box 1349, Stuart, Florida 34995. Join us as we go to a pre-recorded service with Pastor Jonathan McLean.
Jesus, He's the one that all the prophets testified about, saying, everyone, listen, part of the gospel, everyone who believes in Him will have their sins forgiven through His name. Right? Salvation. Peter's given the salvation message to a Gentile. Number 9. Even as Peter was saying these things. Even as Peter is saying these things. God's going to do something with this whole group. The Holy Spirit fell. The Holy Spirit fell. Say, well, wasn't the Holy Spirit already there? Of course. This is where theologies get so mixed up. The Holy Spirit was here in Genesis, moving upon the face of the earth as the Word is being given, fulfilling the Word of God. The Holy Spirit was here. But now the Holy Spirit is falling upon these Gentiles. And here they are as the Holy Spirit falls upon them, all who heard the message. The Jewish believers who came with Peter, they're amazed that the gift of the Holy Spirit had been poured out upon the Gentiles too. Yeah. See, they didn't have the same experience that Peter had. Peter had that God experience where he's taken by the Spirit of God. And he sees that there's no difference between a Jew or a Gentile before God. That Jesus is the Messiah for both, and both must be saved. The rest of the Jews had not got it yet, and they'll struggle with this message. But then in verse 46, there could be no doubt about it, for they heard them speaking in tongues and praising God. Where did that happen? Did that happen in Acts chapter 2 with the Jews? Did that happen over here in Acts 2? Let's look there for 1 minute. Acts chapter 2. These are those many who were there. It's in Acts chapter 2, verse 4. And everyone present was filled with the Holy Spirit and began speaking in other languages as the Holy Spirit gave them this ability. That was with the Jews. Now this in chapter 10 is with the Gentiles. And now with the Gentiles, the passage, it gives us this revelation that the Spirit of God is being poured upon each one of them individually. Remember the fire, remember the wind, and remember the tongues that came to the Jewish believers, the 120 in the upper room. Here now is Cornelius, a Roman soldier with his house full of people. And now there is a room full of Romans that are filled with the Holy Spirit and power. And it happened while Peter was sharing the gospel with them. Now let me ask you a question. Do you see anywhere in this passage where Peter shares what he shared at Pentecost, where he said, you must be converted, you must repent, you must recognize that you are responsible, that you had your hand in the death of the Messiah? None of that in Peter's message at Pentecost is taking place here. You know why? Because Cornelius already believed. He already believed. He already had heard the story of Jesus. He already had believed that. He just hadn't been coached in the next step. He didn't know where to go from there. And so the topic, the title is, Those Who Seek Will Receive. Here's Cornelius, and Cornelius is, he is hungry for all that God has for him. He's praying, he's seeking God. He's generous. And God does what God always does. That's what it says the Holy Spirit will do. He will lead us and guide us into all truth. And Cornelius is now led to receive the fullness and baptism of the Holy Spirit. And do you know what? No one taught Cornelius how to speak in tongues. They didn't have a clinic on how it's done. God showed up in each one of their lives, and there was an affirmation. There was a confirmation. There was a release of that holy fire and that holy wind, and it came out through a transformed tongue, a new heavenly tongue, and all of them received. All of them received. I too have experienced this. Where I too was in a church that did not talk about the baptism of the Spirit, did not introduce this. God began to send people to us. My wife worked for Bobby Walker. What a precious saint of God. And Bobby Walker, I didn't know. Bobby invited us to come into a Bible study at her house. And I thought, oh, this is great. You know, Bobby knows I went to Bible college and, you know, I've been a Christian all these years. And she knows that I have a lot that I can share with them. And you know, this is going to be good for them, and I'm so excited about what I'm going to bring to Robert Peck and Rita Peck and all these kind of people. I'm thinking I have something to give to them. But you know what was really going on? God was at work in my wife and myself to bring us to Pentecost. We simply didn't know what we'd been missing. And we would come in, and they were all so nice. And they would ask questions, and they would participate in the Bible study. And then I would leave, and I would think, I feel like I'm missing something. I feel like I'm missing something here. And I would go over, and Bobby would meet me at the door. Rachel was working in her daycare. She'd come to the door. Her hands would be out, and she would come out just like this. And she'd come over, and she'd grab my hands, and she would say, would you pray with me? And I thought she wanted me to pray with her, but what was happening, she was praying with me that I would receive the baptism in the Holy Spirit. I was just like Cornelius. I didn't know any better. I was serving God with what I knew. Some of you relate to this, that for years you served God with what you understood, with what you knew. And I have so many friends, you know, in the ministry, pastors and leaders, great leaders, and, you know, I'll hear them say things like, oh, well, when I was born again, I received all of the Holy Spirit. There's never any more. I know I'll never get any more of the Holy Spirit. And I remember I used to say things like that. Oh, yes, when you're born again, you get all of the Holy Spirit there is. Well, so, you know, Cornelius could have said, well, I guess I have all that God has for me because I even see angels and God even speaks to me. But no, that was not Cornelius' heart. Because God was meeting him. God was providing. God was ministering his life. And it says, can anyone object to their being baptized? Now that they have received the Holy Spirit, this is verse 47, just as we did. Now, this really seems out of order. You know what they did next after they received? They already believed. They were believers. Now they received the baptism of the Holy Spirit, and now they're tongue-talking Pentecostals. Over there, those Romans, now the Romans are tongue-talking Pentecostals, and God is showing up in dreams and visions, and they're crazy people over there. They're just like those disciples. Just like the 120 that came out and are turning the world upside down, right? Now they're going to get water baptized. Wait a minute, I thought you had to be born again and then, you know, be water baptized. You know, don't get your T's messed up. You know, do we have... Let me tell you, God will meet us where we are to take us where we need to go. And I believe God is going to do a lot of this kind of stuff. I'm praying for it right now. I'm believing God that across this city, as I drive past some of my pastor buddies' churches, I say, Holy Ghost, go get them. Go get them. Go get them. Go get them. The Holy Spirit is not limited by signs out on the wall and theologies. God, fill them, baptize them so that your church is filled with the power of God. Now somebody's going to say, why are you praying that the church be filled with the power of God? And don't misunderstand what I'm going to say right now. But I see more fear in the church than I see faith. I see more fear than I see power. I see more backpedaling, hiding. I see more sitting down instead of standing up. I believe God is saying, you do not, as a warrior, run from the enemy. You run to the enemy and you run in the name of the Lord, but you can't do it in your strength. You need the power of the Holy Spirit in your life. And so, and so those who seek receive. They receive. When this account gets to, you know, the leaders are struggling, you know. They heard, you know, the apostles and other believers in chapter 11, they hear that the Gentiles are receiving. And they're all concerned about this and what's going on. So now the story has to be shared. Verse 12, you know, they're sharing. The Holy Spirit told me to go with them, not to worry about their being Gentiles. And then we see that these six brothers, Peter took along six other Jewish believers with him, and they all documented. They said, we all saw this. This is not just a story. God did the same thing in those Gentile believers as He did in us on the day of Pentecost. And I want to close this morning by saying this. God, this morning, is still doing the same thing. Same thing as He did at Pentecost in His church. Same thing. If you're a Jew, it's the same way. You're a Gentile, it's the same way. It's not by men. It's not by our works. It is by a personal pursuit of God. And this is what can we learn from Cornelius? We can learn that he was a man of prayer who diligently sought God. And God showed up. God met him. God sent somebody to talk his language. And when he got it, he received. And so I want to encourage you, if you have been seeking God for the fullness of the Holy Spirit to dwell in your life, do not let anyone tell you that you're not cut out for it. Let me tell you, God made you to be filled with His Spirit. That's what He made you for. He made you to dwell in your life, to dwell in your family, to dwell in your house, to be a part of your life. This is our God. God does not just have the Reinhard Bonnke's. Reinhard Bonnke is with Jesus. We need more Reinhard Bonnke's. Same anointing. Dr. Crandall, I listened to a talk with him, and he comes on air and he has a heart. He's outside of hospitals. He's praying. He's laying hands on people in the hospital. He's a cardiologist. He believes in signs and wonders and miracles and the power and the baptizing power, the Holy Spirit. He's right down in Palm Beach Gardens, and God is using him. And very quietly, for a year, he's out praying outside of the hospitals for doctors, nurses. It's to see people come into the kingdom of God. I believe that doctors, lawyers, bankers, scientists, carpenters, nurses, I believe that all of us are being stirred with a freshness and a newness of God. And God is saying, I want to again release my anointing in this latter rain, in these last moments before the catching away that is most definitely coming. And if you don't believe it, then you need to wake up, because the time is now. It's not a coming time. Now is the time. Now is the time. So let's share the communion elements this morning. Share the communion elements. While they're sharing, that'll just take a couple minutes. I'm going to give you 5 points. You may not have paper, may not be able to write them down. We're going to be talking about these some more. In reference to receiving and sharing the baptism. The first point is, I see, I understand it, I see it in the Word of God. You don't have to personally have experienced yet, you can just say, I see it in the Word of God. That's where I was. I was reading the Word of God, I said, wow, you know, they definitely experienced something different than I'd experienced. So I said, Lord, give me eyes to see in Your Word where You're wanting to take me. Give me understanding. Open up my mind so I can see what Your Word is saying. Once we are able to see, this passage today is one of these passages where we can see the working of the Holy Spirit in the early church, the birthing and the baptism with new tongues. It's in the Word of God. In Acts 2 as well as here in 10, there are another passage we'll go to later. But I see. Number 2, if I see it in the Word of God, the Word says something. Faith comes by and hearing by the Word of God. If I see it in the Word, then, and I'm a child of God, then it is a normal spiritual God-ordained reaction to believe. I see it. I believe it. Once we see what God has for us, and then we believe. There's this third point, and a few weeks ago we talked about it. Ask. Ask and you shall receive. You have not because you ask not. Or you have not because you ask amiss. And if you as a father know how to give good gifts to your children, remember in Luke we looked at that one morning. If you know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will the Heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to those who ask? Y'all still with me? You don't have to get these in your notes this morning because I'm going to give them to you again until you can share them with anybody and say it's real simple. It's right here in the Word of God. I can share with you because people are hungry for something that is going to meet their need. And religion is not going to do it. It's going to have to be a vibrant, personal relationship with God through the power of His Spirit. I see it in the Word. I believe in my heart. I ask with my mouth. And I surrender my life. Romans 12. Present your body as a living sacrifice. I surrender my life to God. It's called lordship. I receive you as my Savior, but I now surrender my life to you as my Lord. It's all part of receiving the baptism. You may not look at it as steps, but maybe it's helpful. And then the fifth step is I exercise my faith and receive. Exercise faith and receive. Remember the night I was driving home, it was a Wednesday night, and you guys know my story. I'd had people chasing me, wanting to lay hands on me. And some of you remember those charismatic days. We would come in, Rachel and I, we would come in to Victory Assembly, and we would try to find a place where it looked safe. And that meant we already knew the people that would step on our toes and the people would slap us in the face as they danced and before the Lord. And so we looked for a safe place. And it didn't matter. Wherever we went, we just have to look at each other and say, there is no safe place in this place. Because we'd find a hole, like, you know, over there where there's a bunch of chairs and nobody's there. We would go there. Next thing we know, somebody would come in and they'd run into me. And here I would just be getting focused on God in my Methodist way. And somebody would knock me out of my comfort zone in God. And I'm like, man, I was just starting to feel kind of God bumps and I just got knocked out of my senses. And then they'd start dancing and whack me in the back of the head, or they'd run into me or reach over to hold my hand. I'm like, I don't want to hold somebody's hand. I don't even know who these people are. And they're singing strange songs and I don't know what's going on. And I'm standing there, and we would come in like that. And I would just say, Father, I know you're here, but how can all of these people be like this? Now I am one. Now I am one. I mean, I'm driving home. I'm in my pickup truck, and everybody's been praying. All these crazy people have prayed for me. I love them. I love them. Precious friends today. And I'm just driving home, driving my truck. I'm minding my own business. But I'd been seeking God. I want to tell you, keep seeking God. Keep seeking God. I'm not looking for Holy Ghost notches that we put in the table or something up here. And you know, I'm not trying to count noses. I want you to know God. I want you to know God personally and real. I want you to walk with Him. I want you to experience His presence and power. I want you to know that there's no fear when you're with Him. Perfect love, cast out fear. I want you to tread on the lions and the serpents. I want you to stand strong in this generation. I want you to walk through your neighborhood with power and authority, binding the power and plans of the enemy and releasing the Spirit of God. I want you to lay hands on the sick people and call forth resurrection life. I want you to ride in the high places. I want you to live far above the mumbling and grumbling and complaining. I want you to be able to celebrate the joy of the Lord and walk in His strength and His victory. Every believer, that's my prayer for every believer. Every believer. So, Father, may that be so true. We have sons, daughters, we have families. Lord, we pray for them this morning. We lift them up to You. And I pray, Father, that wherever they are, that they will come to the end of their search and find God. And Lord, that they will be more radical than I am, and they will be more excited about Jesus than I am, and that they will have a bigger mouth, and they will talk longer than I do, and they will forever, never stop talking about the goodness of our God. Father, I pray that the church would be like the early church, and from the rising of the sun till we fall into bed, we will be so filled with the goodness of our God that we can't quit talking about it and living that life. Oh, Father, thank you for your body that was given for us that we might have life. That we might have life. I've come that you might have life. 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 Somebody, you're listening today, and maybe you're not where you need to be with God. I don't know what's going on in your life, but let me tell you, there's nothing that can keep you from coming to Jesus. If you want to come to Jesus, come to Jesus right now. Come to Him if you're sitting. Come to Him if you're driving. You may have your phone on. You may be watching by phone. You may listen on the radio, whatever you're doing. Come to Jesus today if you need to. If you're not with Him, if He is not inside of your life, come to Him. Confess that you're hungry, that you're hurting, that you're thirsty, that your life's a disaster. You may have COVID this morning. You may be under attack. You may have a doctor that's telling you what they told me. There was nothing they could do. I want to tell you, there is nothing that our God is not able to do. Our God reigns in the heavens and reigns on the earth. I want to call you to come to the great master, the resurrection and the life. I want you to know that the same power that brought Jesus out of the grave is still working in the church this morning. And I'm here to testify to it. So I encourage you, I invite you to not live another moment in your own strength, but surrender everything to Jesus Christ. And who the Son sets free. Free indeed. Free indeed. Father, thank you for loving us so much that you gave Jesus, give his life for us that we might have life abundant. Oh, Father, thank you for the river that flows out of our belly, flows. Let the river flow this morning. Let the river flow. Thank you, Lord. Father, this covenant meal is powerful. It's legal. The enemy cannot ignore the fact that as we take this covenant meal, that we are participating in every promise and every word of God and every drop of the blood of Jesus Christ is a part of that covenant that declares that we've been redeemed and we're God's property and we rejoice in it. Let's receive together. We take this cup of the covenant. We bless it. God the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. We bless this cup. Jesus said, "This is my blood that is given for you. Drink ye all of it." The blood covenant we receive in faith and thanksgiving. And to all who are children of the Most High God, we drink in faith in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. To Him who sits on the throne be glory and honor and praise forever and ever and ever and ever. Amen. 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 The altar is open for prayer. We'll anoint with oil. We'll pray with you. We'll believe with you. If you already received, then shout your way out of here and have an awesome lunch today. But walk in the power, the Holy Spirit. Be filled with His Spirit. Amen. Amen. Amen.
If you have not accepted Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, you can do so today. Please pray this simple prayer with me. Lord Jesus, I believe that you are Christ, the Son of the living God, that you died for my sins. I am a sinner. I need a Savior. Lord Jesus, come into my heart and be Lord of my life today.
I ask this all in Jesus' name, and fill me with your wonderful Holy Spirit. Amen.
You have been listening to Living the Abundant Life with Pastor Jonathan McClain.